Good morning and welcome to the Key State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning is Jessica Flory, the Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
I understand we're talking about some record books. Let's dive deep into some history here.
That's right. So I was just teasing before we got on the radio spot. This is my 4-H'er's favorite time of the year. So that's research shows how important it is to reflect on things and to think about what went right, what went wrong. And we have a process in 4-H called record books that allow the kids to sit down. Hopefully, you sat down like when you first started the project and wrote out some goals. We always do a goal session around December, January to help you kind of think through that. Just remember, my big tip on goals is just remember, you want to make your goals very specific. Don't make your goals too broad. They always ask the questions, are they obtainable? Who's going to help you with these goals? Those are good questions to ask when you're thinking through your goals. Another big thing, the big example I always give when people are talking about goals is, I hear a 4-H'er say, I want to win grand champion at the county fair. Well, I always say that's an amazing dream, and I think you should keep that dream, but what kind of goals can we write that will help us obtain that? Because at the end of the day, we don't have control over that grand champion ribbon, right? So it's a judge's opinion. So what are some things that we can work towards? Well, I could, walk my calf every day, for 10 minutes or something. That's a good goal, right? So that's the first section that you'll have to go through is the goal setting. And then it's just kind of, it wants you to reflect on your goals. Did you obtain these? Did you do these? What can you do better next year? It kind of does some reflection on that. It goes through and it has you just write down your activities. One thing we always hear from our seniors, our 4-H seniors that have been dedicated to doing their record books, is how helpful these things are when they go to start filling out scholarships, because they have wrote down all their community service. They've wrote down all of their project learning activities. And they just have a database that come senior year of all these activities that they've partaked in, and then it's so easy just to go in and fill out those forms instead of thinking back, oh, now what year did we do that? So it's a database, it's a historical database for you to reflect on when you get older. And then it has you just write down some general thoughts and just overview of your project. So it's a form that you can fill out. It's on our website. It's on the Kansas 4-H website. Again, if you're finding this challenging to find these project forms, please call into the office. We're here to help. It walks you through these different sections that I'm talking about here on the radio this morning. It's fairly simple to walk through. It gives good instructions on how to think about the section. But one thing I always tell my parents is don't stress that, this is supposed to be a learning tool for our families and our 4-H'ers. And, I think it's a very important one. I know it's maybe more difficult to get your child to sit down and think through these things, but I think it's a really, I feel like this is one thing as parents, it is good to sit down and make them do. It's just good reflection, and they grow so much in those moments. And the biggest thing I think that you can reflect on is, do I want to do it again next year? Did I have fun? Did I learn something? Do I want to do it next year? So those are the project report forms, and they are due into the office September 20th, which is coming up really fast. I can't believe we're already in September. So reflect on those and call the office if you need any help. Again, we want this to be a positive learning experience for you and your children. And so please let us know if we can help in any way. And we hope that you sit down and fill out. Your goal should be at least just one of the projects. We don't require you to fill out one on every single project. So pick the project that they were most active in and fill out that one. But you can fill out multiple ones. You can fill them out on every project. But I do know it's stressful to sit down with your child and do these activities. So just focus in on one project, and we can't wait to see your books and see your work.
Well, yeah, goal setting, incredibly important. I love that.
Just a reminder to all of our teachers, it's the Kansas State Fair this weekend. It starts. All the big livestock shows are this weekend, so I just want to give a shout-out to all of our 4-H'ers that are headed out there this weekend. We wish you the best of luck and safe travels. We head out on Thursday to take out all the static projects, and then I know that weekend after that is all, like, the photography judging, the facts judging. So just anybody that's going out to participate, we're thinking about you. We can't wait to see how you do, and send us some pictures.
Yes, indeed. Well, coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Marysville Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agents Kathy Gow.